Welcome, everyone, to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, the number one place for enlightened and entertaining guests, positive vibes, and information that is spot on. And now, for your listening pleasure, your host, Kathy Lee Parker.
Thank you so much for tuning in. My guest today is Sherry Faulson. She's a Medicare insurance specialist. Welcome, Sherry, to my show.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, and happy New Year. New Year, new beginning.
Yeah, all new. Everything new.
Yes. Well, you know, you've been doing Medicare for about 8 years now. And tell me a little about yourself so we get to know who you are.
Well, I am native of Salt Lake City, Utah. I've lived away for a while, but for the most part, I have lived and stayed here in Salt Lake, raised my children here. And I actually have an education with an MBA, a Master of Business. And I was wanting to be a case manager for a time for foster care. I have a heart for people. Love helping them and love just kind of working with people and seeing them grow and change. So I actually put myself through college in my 30s and I actually got my MBA in my 40s. And it was mostly to understand the corporate world because I'd always worked for government. But why am I doing Medicare now? Well, actually lost my job in my 50s and found myself unemployed and they don't want to hire you. Somebody offered to teach me how to do Medicare and come to work for their call center. They needed 900 bodies. They didn't really care. So I said, oh, okay. And I loved it. So I guess explaining it to people, me understanding it, for them it's very confusing, but for me it's very simple. So I like being able to help people with it.
Do you keep up with the education part of Medicare?
Oh, yeah, because there are constant changes. This year, there was a huge change in Medigaps. There are changes every single year. And if I don't keep up with it, I won't do a good job for my customers, but I also probably won't be in compliance, so I have to.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, what's the difference between Medicare and Medigap?
Well, okay, Medicare has gaps in the coverage of Medicare. It doesn't cover the drugs, and it pays 80%. It's very standard basic insurance, and you don't get any choices of whether you want better coverage or not. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of different ways to get insurance that works with Medicare. Medigap is one of those. So you can have Medicare and a Medigap.
That's good to know. And the age limit has to be 65. It can't be 64 or anything like that.
Well, in Utah, in some states allow people under 65 to get Medigaps if they're on Medicare, but very few states. Most states, and especially most Western states, you have to be 65 to get one. But there are some other Medicare plans that people under 65 can get. A lot of people under 65 that are on Medicare have a disability. They're on Social Security disability, and after a set period of time, they can get Medicare, even though they're not 65. So those people, they can't get the Medigap.
And are you licensed, Sherry, are you licensed in other states?
I am licensed in, I used to have 48 states. Now, some of them have expired, but I still probably have about 35.
And
it's just no trouble renewing one. If I have a client that calls me from some state, I can get that state license very easily because they all recognize my residential state is Utah, and you just pay whatever their fee is. My company I worked for was paying for all those licenses while I was there. And now I just have every now and then one will drop off. And if I don't have a client, I'm not going to necessarily go pay for it but it's very, very easy to renew it. That's why I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. And do you do Medicare It's just for individually that have to be 65, correct? Can you do something for like a company? You know,
no, because they don't. Medicare plans are individual plans. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
When companies have Medicare plans, which some do, they have a special kind of plan that's a group type Medicare plan. Mm-hmm. So they exist, but I don't work with those.
Mm-hmm. Do you sell Medicare year round? And is there deadlines to get to the plans, like in December? Or...
Mm-hmm. There's a deadline for some types of plans. It depends upon the kind of plan you have or want. Mm-hmm. With Medicare, you have a deadline. You have to enroll by within 3 months of turning 65, okay? Mm-hmm. Or there are some special exceptions to that. With Medigap, you can enroll any time of the year, any year. You can enroll when you're 90. But if you enroll past your open enrollment, they can decline you for medical reasons. They can ask you underwriting questions, and they get the choice to insure you or not.
You mean Medicare?
With the Medigap. So it depends on what kind of plan you're talking about.
Okay.
Whether there's an enrollment period or if it's underwriting, there's different rules for the different kinds of plans. There's also a third kind of plan that you haven't asked me about. Those are the Part C Medicare Advantage plans.
Yeah, I was going to get there. The A,
okay,
B,
so I'll
C,
let you get
D.
There. I didn't want to confuse the audience with all of these different things we're talking about.
Yeah,
it's
but A, B, I know it's like there's A, B. I have heard everybody talk about A, B. And then I found out there's like C, D, and all that other stuff. Like, are you mm-hmm. kidding me? That's confusing. That's so confusing.
I know. It's with the government. It just can't be simple. Here's the thing. They came out with Medicare in 1965, Part A and Part B. Mm-hmm. Back then, they used to have a thing called major medical. It covered you in the hospital, and it covered you out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So Medicare named them Part A for in the hospital, Part B for not in the hospital. That's all it was. That's all you had. Mm-hmm. And then soon after Medicare, supplements came out, and they were all over the place on what they covered. And then after several years, that was a problem, so they standardized them. In 1998, they came up with Part C. It was a plan that could be affordable for people who didn't have any extra money. Because, you know, you're retired. You don't have money. Or maybe a lot of these people only have Social Security. That mm-hmm. was when Part C came out. And those are the Medicare Advantage plans.
Wow. What if you're working, but you're 65 and you're still working? Can you still get Medicare?
You can, but you don't have to. Usually I help people evaluate their options to see which might be best for them. Sometimes their employer plan is better because some of these employer plans are very good, and some employers just have very, very good health insurance for their employees. Some of the employer plans are quite miserable, have high deductibles, and people that they don't feel like the insurance covers anything. That's because you have a high deductible. So I help them evaluate that and decide. And we just look at all the numbers that you have to pay for Medicare, what you have to pay for your plan, what you have to pay for your deductible, what you have to pay for your doctors and your hospital and stuff like that. And it's pretty easy, even though they can be very different. There are only about five real questions that you need to ask them in order to figure out. And I would know right away which I would do. Mm-hmm. Stay with the employer plan or get off the employer plan.
And can you do both? I mean, you're talking yes or no, but can you still do Medicare and have a little insurance to offset it? Or should you do Medicare mm-hmm. and Medigap?
Medicare.
Both together.
Medigap is a little insurance that supplements Medicare. That's kind
okay.
of the definition of it. It's a supplemental plan.
Oh, wonderful. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that gaps. So that's what they call Medigap.
You
okay.
have Medicare as your primary, and your Medigap is your secondary. there are other insurances that don't work that way. The Part C doesn't work that way.
Yeah, because it's,
but
yeah.
But the Medigap, the one, it's my specialty, not because I don't know about the other insurances, just because I don't prefer them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sell them to my loved ones. You know, I'll sell one if somebody really wants one, but I don't think that they're that great.
Mm-hmm. I met you at a networking meeting in Salt Lake City, and I was really impressed with your introduction to the group, and I noticed how, you know, a lot of were, you know, had a lot of questions, and everything is either they're coming to that age or they know their mother or father or aunt or uncle who needs help with it because they just don't understand. There's, you know, yeah, it used to be A and B, now it's C, D, and E, and it goes yeah. on, and it's like, it's too confusing. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, it's good to know. And when's the best time to get on? So if you're 64, when's the best time to start looking before your 65th birthday?
Well, you want to be aware of what's available for you so that you have plenty of time. It's really a question of how long in advance do you need.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to put it off because whatever reason, they don't like that stuff, you know. But then you end up scrambling for something. My sister turned 65 5 years ago. She turned 70 in December. She finally quit her retired and needed to get on Medicare. She knew that whole time, the whole 5 years, that she wanted to talk to me about Medicare, and she still put it off to the last minute and then just got whatever her employer offered. And I thought, well, some people just don't, they just, you know, don't want to do it. I'm the same way. I don't like to do my taxes, and I don't like to clean the bathroom. So I tend to put those things at the bottom of my list, you know. It depends mm-hmm. upon the person. But if you really want to find out about it, there's no time that's too early. Mm-hmm. I usually tell people, just start looking 6 months in advance and talk to me before it gets too close, because what's going to mainly happen is that you will get inundated with mail. You will get mail about Medicare from everyone because they can't call you. They're not permitted to call you. They can't come and come to your house and knock on your door. They have to mail it in a letter. So now you're going to get your mailbox just crammed with this stuff, and you can't make sense of it. And you end up throwing out the important things with the junk, you know, because it's just overwhelming. So I tell them, talk to me before you start to get a little mail.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can have an idea of what to expect.
Can they talk to you, say someone from California or Idaho, they can still mm-hmm. call, or do you do Skype? Do you do
Skype
Zoom?
Skype and phone call, and we have a program called Zoom that actually lets them see the screen
mm-hmm.
while we're talking on the internet to enroll them. And in fact, where I used to work, we did everything by phone and computer. We mostly didn't help people that were local. And if we did help local people, it was on the phone.
I'm
used to that.
Some older people have, I know this, please forgive me on some of these 65-year-olds and 66-year-olds, but they get confused on some of the documents.
Mm.
You know, they get a little confused. So if you Skype or Zoom or whatever, mm-hmm. you can walk them through
exactly.
the paperwork. Like,
that's
show
why
up.
I like to use
Sign
the program
here.
Where they can see the screen.
Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful. And you have that program.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. That's good to know. And so anyway, well, we'll be right back after these messages.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head & Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
It's time to live your journey. Envision being stress-free. The Life Vessel is relaxation therapy that helps reduce stress, manage pain, detoxifies on all levels, supports the immune system, and balances hormones. Life Vessel uses an infrared light source that increases blood circulation and oxygen to the cells. Life Vessel of Utah does that and so much more. Call at 801-864-1300, lifevesselofutah.com.
Do you know how much equity is in your home, condo, or townhome? Do you want to lower your rate and take cash out? We're Valorem Equity, and we make mortgages easier. Give us a call at 800-764-9072 or visit valoremequity.com to receive your free home assessment today.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
This is Sherry, your Medicare specialist. I help people understand Medicare better in order to make smarter decisions among all the types of Medicare plans. Medicare seems complicated, but let me simplify it so that you feel empowered to make the right decisions for yourself about your health care. You need to understand all your options, so please don't let someone enroll you in a plan just because it looks good. You need someone in your corner, someone who is more concerned about you and less concerned about the money they'll make. Call me, Sherry, at 801-651-0644.
I'm back here sitting with Sherry Folsom, Medicare insurance specialist. Sherry, I love your commercial. It's right to the point.
I just enjoyed listening to it myself.
It sounds very good. Tell me a story about going seeing a client who really doesn't know what they want to do with their Medicare or how you save them on their, you know, they're tired with the insurance. You know, tell me a story.
I have a really, really great story that happened recently. And it was a gentleman who, when I was talking with him, he said that he didn't really need my help because he had a great plan. He had the best plan. He had Plan F. Now, Plan F is a Medigap. There are 10 Medigaps. And Plan F is the very best plan. However, Plan F is not the most popular plan, and it's not the recommended plan anymore because of a law change that just happened this year. So I'm getting my clients with Plan F a G when I can.
This year.
He had a Plan F, and he was paying $266 a month for it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how much he was paying until I met with him, but I met with him and his wife. Mm-hmm. And I knew that that was high. I also knew I could beat that. Because one of the things I have is companies with really low-priced Medigaps. They're phenomenal. And so one of the reasons I'm with this broker is I can usually beat somebody's Medigap price, you know, that they're paying for the exact same coverage. So he had an F plan, and he was paying $266 a month, and I saw that I could get the F plans for about $160 a month. And wow. I told him that, and he's like, wow. So but we actually saved him even more money with a lower cost plan. Same. Remember that they're all standardized, which means a G is a G no matter who you get it from. And it was $130 a month. So I saved him $136 a month. His wife was sitting there. She had a zero plan that you get Medicare Advantage. The ones I said earlier, I didn't care for them. I don't prefer them. They're good, but they're not as good. And I could tell that one reason she had it is because he was paying so much for his insurance. She didn't want to pay $266 more for her. She's healthy. Why would I need it? She couldn't see it. But now that they could save $136 a month, and her plan was probably less than it was, she decided to get out of her Medicare Advantage. She saw the light. She saw the light. She wrapped her head around it, and she got the Plan G also. And they were just both thrilled. Now they call me up just to tell me Happy Christmas. They were both approved right away. I couldn't believe how fast they were approved. We got them Cigna. But they were just so tickled about it, and I just loved how I was able to do that. I do that a lot for people, but that was a huge chunk to save someone. That was, I just told them, you are overpaying, way overpaying. So good for them.
That's good. And what are you looking for when it comes to getting people with Medicare? I mean, what type of clientele or clients that you're looking for?
Well, I'm looking for everybody I can help, but the ones I prefer to help are the ones that are brand new to Medicare that haven't really looked at it yet. One of the reasons is that you would not believe how many falsehoods people have been told about Medicare by agents and even by people at the government offices.
What?
The Social Security office. Yeah, they've told me that. This is what they said, and it was like, what? And I don't know. I can't verify it. I can't go back and check. But I want to talk to them and tell them the truth and have them get it planted in their head the right way right from the start. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to them before they start getting inundated with mail. That way I can tell them which mail to watch for and what all the other stuff is. It's really all the same. It's all either Medicare Advantage or Medigap. So those are my ideal customers, the ones that are going to be, you know, aging into Medicare in the next 3 to 6 months or even the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll
put them on my calendar, and I'll actually tell them how to go about signing up for Medicare and tell them to call that.
I have a few friends that are kind of confused, or it's like, oh, my gosh. You know, they know about the AB, but then there's the CD and E, and they're like, this is crazy. You know, what do I do with all this? And who do I talk to? And some people are really, this is what I've been told, that a few of my friends have said some agents have been very pushy.
Yes, pushy. Mm-hmm.
Instead of sitting down, talking to them, they just want them to sign the dotted line. And I go, well, why am I signing this? Oh, you need this. This will be better for you.
Yeah.
Instead of them making this decision.
This is where I'm not a salesman. I hate it when people try to do that to me. I hate that. And I won't buy from them. I'm just like, get away from me. Go away. You know, I'll let you know when I'm ready. Because that's how I am. That's the way I sell. And I've worked for companies that didn't want me to sell that way. But I'm sorry, I'm not going to sell the way I don't like to be sold to. Because that's who we are. We sell the way we like it to be done, you know, just like in anything in life. We do it the way we like it. And so if somebody, when somebody's pushy to me, you know, I just get so turned off. And me,
Sherry,
I think everybody should.
Okay. Sherry, how do you set yourself apart from the other Medicare agents? What makes you different?
That's it. Right. I don't push myself on anyone.
But
I have some other reasons. But like I said earlier, my Medigaps, I can beat somebody's price about every time, at least every single time I've.
So that makes you different. That makes you different because you can, you look at the other sources that are out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
When I met you on one as a meetup, you know, I was very impressed that you were educated, that you told me about all these other agents out there. You really explained. I was a naive one. I only knew about the AB. And then you told me all these others. I'm thinking, whoa. I mean, just to let the audience know, I am not 65 yet. I'm still young. I have a long way to get there. But I have a few friends that are. You know, and I know that's a big talk of, you know, healthcare out there is that Medicare and Medigap. Well, I just learned about Medigap. Now I hear it more, and it's nice to be educated about it before I get to that age, you know, before I ever get there, and I can keep my eye and see what's happening and changing. I mean, as a young person, what is the different kind of insurance to get with Medicare besides Medigap? Is there any other insurance that you can add to?
Right. Part C and Part D are insurance. They are a type of plan that's offered by private insurance companies that has to meet strict Medicare guidelines. The C plans are a medical plan that covers all of the A and B, and it also covers the Part D, the drug. So it bundles it all in together. And they're a very popular type of plan. That's why I'm saying that zero premium plan that my one client had. They're the ones that I don't like as well. And the reason I don't like them as well is, one, you have to go to their doctors and their hospitals.
And which one is that?
The Medicare, the Part C plans.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, they're the ones they call Medicare Advantage. They are, they're network plans. You can go out of the network with the PPO, but you will pay a lot more. And they have a plan area that's not just within your state. It's within your region. It's within your, like, your five zip codes, you know, Salt Lake County or something like that. So that out of that area, you only have emergency coverage. Okay. So that's the other reason I don't like them, the network. And you have to go to those doctors. And if you don't like any of them, you have to change insurance. And you can only change every year, October 15th to December 7th. So it's these rules. You get a book, a 260-page book explaining the plan. You talk about confusing, you know?
So you have until, what, October 15th, did he say?
No, you can enroll starting October 15th every year.
Okay.
To December 7th into a Part C or a Part D plan. The other D, that's the prescription-only coverage. So when Medicare needed to start covering the drugs, they came up with Part D rather than changing Medicare. So ever since Medicare came out, it really hasn't changed much in 55 years. So why start now, right?
Right.
So they just had the private insurance companies offer a plan that meets these guidelines, you know. And then it's called Part D.
Sherry, what is the difference between Medigap and Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, that's it. In a nutshell, I just tell people this because this is how it stays simple. You have to pay for things that Medicare doesn't pay, okay? Like 20% and these deductibles for your hospital stay and some co-insurance and stuff like that. So you get the insurance that works with Medicare to help pay some of that. You either have to pay more money for the plan, that is your premium, your monthly amount, or you have to pay more money through co-payments, okay? So the biggest difference between Medigap is you pay with premiums, and Medicare Advantage is you pay with co-payments. Does that make sense? It's
yes.
Like pay up front or pay as you go. That's the biggest difference. But the Medigap doesn't have a network. And depending upon your affordability, you can get a plan that pays almost everything. And
so,
better coverage than anything else would give you.
So that's what you're saying. Why wouldn't someone just want one of the plans that doesn't cost anything?
Because they have a lot of co-payments. You don't begin to realize how high those bills can be. 20% of your hospital bill is a lot. They're better than just having original Medicare, but they're not a lot better as far as your out-of-pocket costs. They protect you by getting your drug coverage and a maximum out-of-pocket limit, but you have to pay co-payments for everything on those plans. And you have no idea how much it is. The reason I like the Medigaps is I know I'm getting a Medigap when I turn 65. It's 2 years. And I already know what plan I want, but I know exactly how much I'm going to pay. And I'm going to pay it, you know, per month. And it's affordable for me. So as long as it's affordable, that's the way I want to, I want my health care, because it's available. Mm-hmm. It's only like $100, you know?
Wow.
A month. Yeah.
Can you explain more about the Medigap and what is the best Medigaps?
Yeah, there are 10 Medigaps, and as I was saying before,
there are 10?
10. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Back before they were standardized, I think it was in the 70s, all but three states agreed to standardization, and the other three states aren't. They're, we don't have to worry about them. It's like Minnesota and on the East Coast. But so they came up with these plans, and they named them A, B, C, D, just like Medicare, and then F and G, K, L, M, and N. And they do different things. F is the very best plan. F is the plan that pays 100% of everything that Medicare doesn't pay. So it pays all of the deductibles, and it pays all of the coinsurance, and it pays the whole 20%. Medicare pays 80, then it picks up the 20, and you just pay your monthly premium, and you don't pay a bill. The only thing it doesn't do is it doesn't cover the drugs, because no Medigaps cover the drugs.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the best one. But there are 10 of them, and there's a high deductible version of that plan. And there's 180. This is going to be a little complicated, but I need to explain it because everybody's heard about this law change, this change that's happened in 2020. And here's what it is. Okay. This is a change to Plan F, okay? Plan F is no longer allowed to be sold to anybody aging into Medicare as long as they turned 65 in this new year. So everybody born in 1955 or later can't get an F plan, including me when I turned 65. I can't get an F plan.
Why?
Because of the first dollar rule. They passed a law that said, insurance can't cover the first dollar of your health care. You have to pay the first dollar. So Plan F pays the first dollar, so that rules Plan F out. Now, Plan G doesn't pay the first dollar because you have to pay $185 Part B deductible. So what that means is that G becomes the favorite plan, the most popular plan, the one that sells the most, and always with insurance, the plan that most people get is going to have the cheapest premium because of the large numbers, you know? So now everybody who had the best plan, it was F, can keep it. But me and probably 99% of the other agents out there all agree that the premiums are just going to become ludicrous. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay a lot more than $185 a year to have F and have the plan paying $185 a year for you. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but it's just kind of a numbers thing. It just, the F doesn't make any sense. It didn't to me. It didn't before. Mm-hmm. But now I'm happy that I can, my best plan, my favorite plan's always been a G. So now I can sell them my favorite plan.
Can you get these policies for people in other states?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can get them in every state. In fact, some states, Alaska, doesn't even have the Medicare Advantage. They just have Medigap.
Oh.
And so I actually have a license in Alaska, and I've sold a lot of Medigaps to people in Alaska by phone.
Wow. Uh-huh. Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And do you think by the time I'm 65, you know, I have a feeling that the policies are just going to keep changing and they're going to say, take this away, take that away. Because the baby boomers are coming in.
Now, this G plan thing and this first dollar rule was the first real big change that has affected Medigaps since I've been doing Medicare, and that's 8 years.
Wow.
So it made two plans go away, Plan C and Plan F. They were the two. But there's not, it's got a really, a history that's about half a page long in the entire history of Medigaps. Just haven't been very much changes over time.
What if someone already has Medicare plan, but can they switch their plans?
Yeah, you can. There's certain rules. So there would be like, it would depend upon your situation. This is why I just tell people to call me, because everybody's got a little bit of a different situation. If you have a Medicare Advantage, right now you can change till March 31st, either to another Medicare Advantage or get off Medicare Advantage and go back to original Medicare and get a Medigap. Right now you can do that. And Medicare will allow you to get a prescription drug plan, a Part D plan, to cover the drugs. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a Medicare Advantage, you can get a Medigap any time of year, like I said, that we have to ask you a few health questions. Mm-hmm. If you don't have prescription drug coverage, you're probably out of luck, because you can only get that in that open enrollment period, October 15th to December 7th. That open enrollment period is it a period designed for switching plans or getting one for the first time if you missed it, you know? So, the people that I can help right now, have a Medicare Advantage plan or don't have a plan or have a Medigap. So right now I can actually help most people.
What can a person do if they're not happy with their plan?
Yeah. Talk to me. I did these Medicare Advantage plans primarily for about 5 years, mm-hmm. and I did Medigaps, which I preferred, and the company really wanted to push the Medicare Advantage. I think that they got, you know, paid more. And I used to get complaints about Medicare Advantage. And then you, no matter what you did and how good of an agent you are, you're going to have some people complain about them because the plans are frustrating. I'm sorry, but so all of the complaints I got were about Medicare Advantage, and I didn't get a single complaint about Medicare supplement. And that says a lot.
Wow.
People are unhappy with their plan, I know why.
Tell me a little bit about the supplements. Is there anything out there too because some people are on some medication that outrageous price. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to take for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Part D is really, really, really interesting. There wasn't a good solution when they came up with Part D. That's why there's so many problems and people still have to pay a lot of money, even though they have a Part D plan. Mm-hmm. We can help them, but it's because the drugs are so expensive now. 20 years ago, they weren't as expensive as they are today. And so now people, the Part D, I don't know if you've heard reference to the thing called the donut hole, but there's, people are paying an outrageous amount of money for drugs because the people that are mostly on those drugs are the senior citizens of our community. And so the employer coverage, they can offer them for a lot less money because look, they have a larger pool. Their age is from 0 to 65 and beyond, where mm-hmm. the pool of people on Medicare that have drugs are either disability people or 65 or older. You know, they're going to be the vast majority of the people that are needing to take those prescription drugs. The prescription drugs have increased the longevity, the lifespan of people. We live in 5 years longer than we did even 10 or 20 years ago. We're living 20 years longer than we lived when I was born, you know? So, and I think a lot of it has to do with now we have prescriptions that save our lives. I'm on a prescription drug that saves my life, you know? So a lot of people. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you, Sherry.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head & Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
It's time to live your journey. Envision being stress-free. The Life Vessel is relaxation therapy that helps reduce stress, manage pain, detoxifies on all levels, supports the immune system, and balances hormones. Life Vessel uses an infrared light source that increases blood circulation and oxygen to the cells. Life Vessel of Utah does that and so much more. Call at 801-864-1300, lifevesselofutah.com.
Do you know how much equity is in your home, condo, or townhome? Do you want to lower your rate and take cash out? We're Valorem Equity, and we make mortgages easier. Give us a call at 800-764-9072 or visit valoremequity.com to receive your free home assessment today.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
This is Sherry, your Medicare specialist. I help people understand Medicare better in order to make smarter decisions among all the types of Medicare plans. Medicare seems complicated, but let me simplify it so that you feel empowered to make the right decisions for yourself about your health care. You need to understand all your options. So please don't let someone enroll you in a plan just because it looks good. You need someone in your corner. Someone who is more concerned about you and less concerned about the money they'll make. Call me, Sherry, at 801-651-0644.
Tell me a story about somebody who you helped save more money on their insurance.
I've helped a lot of people over the years save money on their insurance. I love doing that.
What about somebody who's like older, like in 85 or something, mm-hmm. that, you know, they're struggling and, you know, trying to make ends meet, and you come along and they're hesitant, but yet you.
Sure. This year, this AEP, they call it annual enrollment period, I had several people who were in the United Healthcare local plan for Salt Lake County, mm-hmm. that was $32 a month. That's a Medicare Advantage HMO. They're not unhappy with their HMO. In fact, they prefer it because they really have limited income, you know?
Okay.
And in fact, you know one of the people I'm talking about here. So what I found was I was evaluating the two United Healthcare plans, and every single year these plans change.
Really?
And so when we got ready for annual enrollment, I started looking at them because I was helping some customers evaluate them in October. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the $32 a month plan was going up to $39 a month. Mm-hmm. And usually that when you have a $39 plan and a zero plan, there's some big differences that make it much, much more valuable to pay the $39 than to pay the zero, you know?
Right.
But not in this case. I just was seeing this is not that much better. I wouldn't pay $39 a month for some things that I probably never use, like you pay a little bit less for your specialist visits, but you go every month to your specialist? I don't, and I have a chronic illness. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't pay that. I would get to zero. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was doing. I was enrolling. I did that for several people. They had their $39 a month plan. I said, look, here's the two plans. You decide. But I'm just kind of looking at these, and I'm not seeing the value of paying $39 a month when you don't have to. And
right. Why pay when you don't have to? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we got them changed.
That is wonderful. And, let's go back to the drugs, the prescriptions. Everybody's like, that's the one thing that from what I hear, a lot of people are frustrated with. And what can mm-hmm. you tell me about the Medicare Part D. You know, go more into it with the prescription drug coverage.
We should go into it. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I was talking before about how before 2006, there wasn't any prescription drug coverage. And the reason they had to start do something is because of the huge demand. And the reason for the huge demand is because prescription drugs were really going up to quite high in the 90s. We saw it.
Yes.
And so, and our employer plans didn't really reflect too much of a change in that because remember, they're covering everybody, healthy and sick, from age zero to retirement. And so they have a much, much higher percentage of well people, where the people on Medicare have a much, much higher percentage of sick people, you know? Uh-huh. So when they came out with Part D, there were some problems trying to figure out how to cover it. And this is why there's a donut hole. Okay, the donut hole is simply to make sure that the premiums aren't so high that people won't get a plan. No?
Uh-huh.
And also, when they sat down, I don't know, I wasn't there, but I've heard, you know, read articles over the years. They sat down with Medicare and the Department of Health and the U.S. Department of Health, you know, uh-huh. And the big pharma, you know, the largest pharmaceutical companies were invited, and the big health insurance companies at a table to try to hammer out prescription drug coverage. Well, the first thing was that they didn't want to change Medicare because if you change Medicare, you start to have all kinds of problems. They didn't want to change Medicare and have it cover the drugs. But how to make this work where it was fair to everybody, and the thing that the insurance companies didn't want is if somebody's on really, really expensive drugs, who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for these million-dollar drugs? You know, we'll go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And even though most people aren't on them, enough of them are on them to make it a concern. So they came up with the donut hole, and I think it was, I've never asked anybody, but I think it was just because during the donut hole, the insurance company doesn't pay. That's what it says in the description. When you're in the the donut hole, or they call it the coverage gap, there's a gap in your coverage where it's not covered. So what? So you have to pay more, but you still only pay 25%, and it used to be like 60%. Now you only have to pay 25%. So who pays that? The big pharmaceutical companies. That's where they have to kick in. I think that's how. You know, don't quote me on it, but over the years as I've done this and I've heard little things here and there and read an article here or there, that's what I've come up with. How the insurance company said, we can't foot the whole bill. You guys are the ones with the high costing drugs. You know, that's, so anyway, there's a donut hole. Like it or not, I don't like it, but I do understand that if we didn't have it, they considered it back in 2006 to be impossible to task to try to cover them, you know.
Sherry, what is a donut hole?
Well, it's a coverage gap. When the first of the year, your Plan D, your Part D plan starts. And it starts with a deductible. Not all Part D plans have a deductible, but when you understand what I'm saying, Part D, I mean prescription drug plan.
Yeah.
Okay. And these are the Medicare rules. They can charge a deductible. It's about $435 for the year, but they don't have to, or they can charge somewhere in between. But they have a ceiling on how much they can charge for the deductible. And then after you meet the deductible, your plan will say you have to pay like $2 or $4 or $5 for this tier of generic, and then 10 or 20 or whatever for the next tier. And they have these tiers, 1 through 5. And you set co-payments that you pay, and whichever tier the drug falls in, that's what you have to pay. Till you reach this out-of-pocket amount called the coverage gap. So after your total out-of-pocket cost reaches a certain amount, I had that paper, but it didn't end up here at my table right now, but it's $5,000 or something like that. But
wow.
It might be $4,000. I'm not exactly sure on the number, but you can find it on Medicare.gov. It changes about every year. That's why I don't know it exactly. But if I'd known I was going to get asked this question, I would have had it right in front of me. But that's when your out-of-pocket cost reaches that, then all of a sudden your co-payments that you were paying, the $2 and $5 and $20, those aren't your co-payments anymore. You go to the pharmacy, you go to pick them up, and it's like twice or three times what it was last month. Yeah. Now, you don't still don't pay the full price. And the thing that mostly affects is the, of course, those brand name drugs, not the generics, you know. And and the reason is because the pharmaceutical companies, of course, spend so much money on research for those drugs, you know. But anyway, for whatever reason, you find out you have to pay a lot more. Now, that's called phase three of, so phase one is the deductible, phase two is the copayment phase, phase three is the donut hole, and that goes until you reach the catastrophic coverage phase. So there comes an amount where you come out of the donut hole on the other side. You know, not everybody. Some people go into the donut hole, then the year ends and everything starts over January 1st. But if you do make it to there, your copayments go way down to 5%. It's called catastrophic. You know, it's like 6,000 or some amount like that. So that you, you know, you can still pay a lot for your drugs at 5%. I've seen it. It's really scary.
There is even 5%
program. Yeah. Wow. Even 5 is pretty. There's pharmaceutical companies come out. They do this a lot. If you have low income and really not poverty level, I mean low, like considered middle income, and you don't feel like you can afford your medicines, they have a program that you can apply and have help from the pharmaceutical company to pay.
Okay. So I noticed that, Sherry, you have some seminars coming up. I spotted that on your Facebook page. And
I do.
And how can they get in touch with you on that and give me some more information on that? And also, too, do you do like Skype, Zoom for anybody who out of state who can jump on your seminars?
Well, actually, what I have, and I used to have this online at a different place because it was through my work, but I'm going to put this probably right on my Facebook, and I will have a landing page, a web page, in a month or so, that I have a webinar that people can watch. It's about 45 minutes. It's very thorough, start to finish, and very professionally done. So I actually did this in a studio with, you know, the equipment and everything that worked out. I've gotten really good feedback on it because it's clear and it's easy to follow, and it just, it's like Medicare from A to Z. So you've got the whole start to finish of it. So people will be able to go to that. It'll be on my Facebook. And to reach me on Facebook is Sherry Fossen, Medicare Specialist.
And then your last name is spelled, it's F-A-W-S-O-N.
Right.
Because some people don't have to know, how do you spell that? And then Sherry, S-H-E-R-I.
I. Right.
Yeah, with one I. So that will have all your listings. And, you know.
The first part of your question was my seminars. I am posting them one at a time. I've decided not to put the full schedule up, but I do want to put the dates. But then I'm putting like always on top, whichever one's first, like the one that's first, it's on top on my Facebook page is your radio show. But tonight after this, I'll put tomorrow's seminar on there. And you'll be able to go to my Facebook and see it's at the Sandy Library, and it's at 5 o'clock. Sandy, Salt Lake County, Utah. The address is on there.
And if somebody wants to talk to you and they're out of state, from Idaho, Vegas, or even New York, they can call you on your, what number do you want them to call you on?
801-651-0644.
And you can help them with their Medicare in their state.
In their Medicaid. State. And if it turns out that they want my help, I'll get the license renewed if it's expired. So don't need to worry about that. I know exactly what to do and stay in compliance with all the states.
Mm-hmm. And let's see what else. But you, I mean, in the meantime, you can help them understand what they're getting into.
Exactly. And then understand the plan they have. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. People go, well, I have this plan. I don't know if I like it. I've never used it. Mm-hmm. You know, so then I help them understand the plan so that when they do come time to need to use it, they won't be blindsided, you know?
Okay. Well, I'm getting waved down, but our hour's up here. And Sherry, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And for everybody who wants to get in touch with her, please do call her at 801-651-0644. She's a Medicare insurance specialist, and she knows the ins and outs. And have any questions, please do give her a call. And Sherry, thank you so much for coming on. I've learned so much. And please go to our Facebook page and anything else that she'll be posting on
You'll see those upcoming dates. They'll be on tonight.
Okay.
And then all that specific information will be on top.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. You guys have a great evening. Bye-bye.